Welcome to episode 8 of Vaccines Revealed. I'm Dr. Patrick Gentempo, and today we have part 3 of our interview with Dr. Brian Hooker. And if you watch the other episodes with Brian Hooker, it's like a cliffhanger about the story, how it's unfolding with the CDC and all the malfeasance there. So you don't want to miss this installment of our interview with Dr. Brian Hooker. Also, we have a completely unique thing today. We have the worldwide online free premiere of Trace Amounts, the entire movie. The mission, the purpose, and the production value of this movie is incredible. It's breathtaking. You have to see this movie and know what it contains because it is critical to your understanding about vaccines and mercury in the environment. Enjoy this episode. In your conversations with Dr. Thompson, the autism issue wasn't the only issue that came out. There was an issue about mercury and ticks. Can you speak to what that whole scenario was?
It's very interesting. When you go to CDC's website, and they have a specific website on thimerosal and thimerosal exposure, what they report is that there is no incidence of harm and that there's no harm caused by thimerosal except for occasional redness and swelling at the injection site. Mm-hmm. Nothing could be further from the truth. And we don't have to go to independent literature to find that out. We go to CDC's literature. Thompson wrote a study that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine in 2007, and he looked at neurotypical kids. These are kids with no developmental delays, no maladies. Their ages were somewhere between 6 and 10, I believe. And what they did is they split the group into a high exposure group that had a lot of thimerosal in their infant vaccines and a low exposure group that had a lesser amount of thimerosal. And they looked at all of these different psychological and neurological battery tests. And what they found was a very, very profound difference in the number of boys that had ticks in the high thimerosal group versus the numbers of boys that had ticks in the low thimerosal group.
It was statistically significant.
The relative risk was above 2.0, which means that it would argue in a court of law. So boys that were receiving the lion's share of thimerosal in their vaccines were at least twice as likely to have ticks and show ticks evaluated by an independent professional. This isn't just due to parental reporting, but an independent professional who's trained to see these types of issues was observing these children over a three-hour period. Mm-hmm. And those that exhibited ticks, again, the high thimerosal group had a lot more ticks in boys than the low thimerosal group. The study that they didn't do, they didn't have a no thimerosal control.
Wow.
Okay, so you could imagine that if you had a control that wasn't exposed to mercury at all, that the difference would probably be even more profound.
Wow.
Okay. Not only the Thompson study that came out in 2007, but the Verstraten study that the CDC used to bury the connection between vaccines and autism had a corollary. And it basically said that in one of the HMOs tested, they showed a strong relationship, statistically significant, again, mm-hmm. Between thimerosal exposure and ticks. The CDC had a hand in a UK study. They were actually ultimately responsible for the funding decision for the UK study, where they came out in 2004 that also showed a relationship again between thimerosal and ticks. And this time they looked at boys and girls together. They didn't separate them out, but it was statistically significant. Add on to that, another study that Thompson did, he was extremely emphatic that thimerosal was causing ticks, especially in boys. And so he did another study in 2012 that was published with a graduate student by the name of Jack Burriel. And again, a strong statistically significant relationship between thimerosal and ticks in boys. And what he described was this systematic watering down of any result that he had. If there was a statistically...
When you say he described it, do you mean to you on the phone or...
He described it to me on the phone, and he also shared documentation where there were memos written about his paper specifically on why he should not publish the result on thimerosal and ticks. A chief CDC official, his name was Ed Trevithan, who was in the National Immunization Program, basically came down hard on Thompson and said, you will not publish this result unless you can have a ticks expert verify the result. And basically what Dr. Trevithan was trying to do was trying to dissuade Thompson from publishing the result in the first place. He wanted it in the background. He wanted it never to see the light of day.
And if you're called upon, you have the documentation to support what you're asserting right
now. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I have the documentation. I also have a Dr. Tanya Popovic, who used to be the associate director for science for the entire CDC. She was like one of the number two in the second tier, directly below the CDC director, who said that what Thompson had to do was emphasize the non-statistically significant relationships, those things that showed that thimerosal wasn't a clear, and downplay those few relationships that showed that thimerosal was causing harm.
So top-level officials at the CDC directed him to downplay the relationship that he was observing in his research.
That is correct. And it was so transparent that Dr. Thompson, with his 2012 paper, he went to the Journal of the American Medical Association, tried to get it published there. It was the reception that he got from the peer reviewers was laughable. They basically said, look, when CDC tries to find, sees a relationship that they don't like, they try to downplay it. They try to do everything in their power, basically, to convince the public that this isn't a true statistically significant relationship, even though it is.
So the peer reviewers saw that the paper was attempting to water it down, and they basically said, we're not buying it.
They're not publishing it. So they had to go to a second-tier journal in order to get that research published. The Journal of the American Medical Association basically called foul on the CDC.
Wow. Now, in your recorded conversations with Thompson, do you talk about this mercury issue and ticks, and does he talk about what happened?
Not only do we talk about the relationship between mercury and ticks, but he also wanted me to launch a campaign basically using CDC science against them, showing, hey, there are four publications that have CDC direct ties that show that mercury causes ticks in boys. Why is thimerosal still in the flu shot?
So if you were to interpret the dynamics of the circumstance, basically this guy is having private conversations, when I say this person, Dr. Thompson, is having private conversations with you, and he's saying, they are not letting me reveal what I have found in my research. Can you please get that data and get it out to the world? So do you see he was having, or do you feel like he was having an issue of conscience trying to do the right thing, even though he was in an environment that wouldn't permit it?
Absolutely. He wanted the truth to be revealed. He wanted the truth to be revealed regarding mercury and ticks. He wanted the truth to be revealed regarding the MMR and autism. And the day that my paper was published, that MMR paper was published, he said, he called me up and he said, you have vindicated me. The results are out. He figuratively breathed a sigh of relief that this thing that he had been hiding for all those years, since 2001, was finally brought into the forefront and it was actually published. And so it was a crisis of conscience for Dr. Thompson. He tried to alert chief CDC officials about these relationships, and he was shut down summarily. And instead of anybody, including all the way to the top, the CDC director at the time was Dr. Julie Gerberding, shut him directly down, and instead they made it an issue of his psychological state and said, look, he's unstable. HR recommended that he get counseling. Did he see a counseling psychologist? And that's traditionally what the CDC does. If somebody falls out of line and is not spewing the party line of the CDC, then they become a personnel problem.
And what does the CDC say on their signature and their emails? Saving lives, protecting people. Saving lives, protecting people. That's their moniker, yet there's now documentary evidence that they're doing exactly the opposite of that. And then when somebody mentally breaks down because they have an issue of conscience, as a scientist who's charged, you know, with finding the truth and can't reveal it, they now think that, you know, they need counseling.
They need counseling. These are crazy people. So instead of saving lives and protecting people, it's saving programs and protecting profits.
Ooh.
Exactly. Yeah. That is what they're trying to do. People need to understand the CDC functions as a for-profit company. They are taking money, taxpayer dollars. They're buying vaccines. They're distributing those vaccines to the state public health department, and then they're getting reimbursed for that distribution. If vaccine rates fall off, CDC loses money.
Thank you for watching day 8 of our 9-part series. So we're building all this momentum, driving into our last day, day 9, which is tomorrow. And tomorrow is going to be a huge day. We have part 3 of my interview with Sayer G. We also have part 4 of my interview with Dr. Brian Hooker. In addition, I'm very excited to introduce you to Doctors Jack and Heather Wolfson. Jack Wolfson is a board-certified cardiologist. Heather Wolfson is a chiropractor, and they make an incredible dynamic duo with a great message. One other interview you have to look forward to tomorrow is my interview with Dr. Dan Pompa. And why this one is so important is that Dr. Pompa talks about strategies for detoxing the cells of your system. He's a detox specialist, and he has worked with many vaccine-injured and vaccine-damaged people. And the detoxification process to get these poisons out of your system is critical, and he speaks very elegantly to that. So you have that to look forward to also. As I said earlier, today is day 8 of our 9-episode series. So time is running out, and I want you to choose either the silver or the gold package. During the series, it's 50% off, and this is content that you need to own. I want you to help support this effort, become a part of this movement, own this content, and let's together move forward, empowered to do the right things.